This is 90.5 WKAR. Good morning. I'm Emily Fox. And I'm joined now by Capitol correspondent Shayna Roth. She's here to fill us in on some of the political news of the week. Good morning, Shayna.
Good morning, Emily.
So you're reporting that Michigan State University has named a search committee to find a new president. Former President Luana K. Simon resigned in January amid the Larry Nassar scandal. What are your thoughts on who's on the search committee as it relates to Larry Nassar and his victims?
Well, it's an interesting combination of alumni from the private sector. There's a couple students, one graduate student, one undergraduate student. There's some faculty, there's some deans. So they have a decent mix, and they've really sort of the members of the search committee, or sort of the chairs of this committee, Trustee Diane Byram and Trustee Melanie Foster, really went out of their way at sort of the rollout of this committee to say, look, we have brought in diverse voices. We have a mix of men and women and people of color. So they really tried hard, it seems, to have that diversity of voices. Where there seemed to be running into trouble is the fact that they don't have any Nassar survivors on this committee. And several reporters were asking questions about that and trying to push them on that. They said, you know, no survivors came forward. And, you know, we are really making it. We have made sure to pick people who are going to be very sensitive to the needs of survivors of sexual assault. That being said, one of the members is Trustee Joel Ferguson, who early on in the sort of Nassar aftermath got into some trouble for some things that he said about Nassar survivors. He, you know, at one point said that there was more going on at the school than this so-called Nassar thing, and other things like that he has apologized for. So it's an interesting mix of people, and we'll kind of see where this takes them.
So how are Nassar survivors and students reacting to this news?
They're a little frustrated. Some of the students that were there, students and faculty that were there, you know, they have said that they have concerns about how do we trust this administration? How do we trust the school in general to pick a president? They are concerned that their voices have been silenced in the past, thinking specifically of the appointment of interim president John Engler. Faculty and students really wanted to have an input in the interim president. But then they say that the board just went ahead and picked somebody that they never would have chosen. They're frustrated and concerned going forward with this process. That being said, the members say, you know, we're holding a bunch of listening sessions. We really want the community's input in who this president's going to be. And some of the Nassar survivors have spoken out and said, look, we wanted to be a part of this. We don't know how else to tell you that. We've been telling you from the beginning that we want to help the school move forward. When it comes to their reaction, they do seem to be disappointed.
The Democratic, Republican, and Libertarian parties are holding conventions this weekend. What will you be watching out for?
Well, the Democrats kind of have their ticket pretty much tied down. They had an endorsing convention a few months ago where they already decided, you know, this is our attorney general, this is our secretary of state. So really for them, it's mostly looking at the trustee and board of governor positions for a few colleges and then their picks for Supreme Court. Where it gets interesting is the Republican Party. They have a contentious battle for attorney general between current Speaker of the House Tom Leonard and current State Senator Tanya Shoemaker. It will be very interesting to see which way the party goes for them. And then there's also a race right now for Secretary of State. And then another interesting part of theirs is whether or not the party is going to rally around Supreme Court nominee Beth Clemente, because she kind of went a little bit against the party when she voted for having the voters, not politicians, redistricting measure to go on the ballot. Some Republicans were quite frustrated with that, and she is a Snyder appointee. So it will be very interesting to see how much unity they are able to rally around, particularly given that they had such a contentious primary recently.
Well, I'm sure we will hear more from you about this on Monday. Shayna Roth, Capitol correspondent, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.